You're with LBC News, 26 minutes past 8. There's more on this story now on the concerns about the government's decision to begin easing the lockdown in England after scientists, we heard yesterday, revealed that the R number, the reproduction number, which measures the transmission rate of the virus, has edged up. Well, the Scientific Advisory Group for Emergencies says the latest data suggests R in England is between 0.7 and 1 compared to a previous estimate of 0.5 and 0.9. Well, Dr. Kit Yates is an author and lecturer in mathematical sciences at the University of Bath. He's written the book Maths of Life and Death. Good morning, Dr. Kit Yates. Thank you for joining me on LBC News.
Morning, no problem.
This sounds very complicated, all this R number or reproduction number. Just how complex is it? Describe to me and explain to me to make it a bit easier for me to understand.
Yeah. Sure. So, I mean, in its most basic form, R is the number of new infections that a single infected person will pass the disease on to during their infectious period. So if that number is above one, that means that each person is on average passing the disease on to more than one other person, which means the infection, the outbreak will grow. If it's below one, then that means that each person gets infected passes the disease on to fewer than one other individual on average, and that means that the infection will start to die out. So this value of one is really quite important.
How is it all estimated? Where are the figures taken from?
So it's quite complicated. There are a number of different ways of estimating it, and actually the estimation depends on the model you use to represent the disease. So different groups of modellers will use different models to represent the spread of the disease, and those will give them different values of R, but they effectively need some data on either deaths or cases or hospitalizations. None of these data sets are absolutely perfect because, for example, the death data is lagged by about 3 weeks. On average, it takes 3 weeks from being infected to someone unfortunately dying. So we don't get a clear, up-to-date, accurate picture of what's actually happening from the death data, but then we know that the case data also isn't completely reliable because we're changing the number of people that we're testing and we're not testing everyone. So it's a bit of a mix and match of all these different sets of data to try and get an up-to-date estimate of what this R value is.
Would I be right in saying as well that the figures we get here and the way, as you explained, has been modelled here would be completely different to how it would be in other countries around the world?
Yeah, the way that it's being reported in different countries does make a difference in terms of the quality of the data that we're getting and how easy it is to estimate R. Germany, for example, has incredibly good data on testing, and they update their value of R. The Robert Koch Institute updates their value of R every day, so they have a really good picture, although even to some extent there, they're still having to use data from previous days and weeks to try to estimate this R value.
Finally, we heard yesterday from the Scientific Advisory Group for Emergencies, or SAGE, that the data of R in England is suggested to be between 0.7 and 1 compared to the previous of 0.5 to 0.9. Not much of a variation, but in the context of coronavirus and what you've been explaining, is this a large variation going from 0.5 to 0.9 to 0.7 to 1 now?
Yeah, it can be, and we're especially worried when this value of 1 starts cropping up in the estimates, because that's the crucial value. It means that, you know, if we get above 1, then the infection, the outbreak will start to grow again. We have to be a bit careful about that. The thing to say is that there's some suggestion that actually this rise in value might be due to the large number of deaths in care homes, and it might not reflect transmission in the wider community. But I think something that's not being said enough is perhaps that care homes are part of our community, and people who work in care homes come out of those care homes and they go to their houses, they go to shops. So it's not like these two things are completely isolated from each other.
Okay, Dr. Kit Yates from the University of Bath and author of the book The Maths of Life and Death. Appreciate your time and also insight on that one. I'm a bit clearer on that this Saturday morning on that R rate, the reproduction rate. Bringing LBC News time to 8:30. Good morning.